NASA is launching a major research mission from Alaska, and it's trading spaceships for something a little more seaworthy. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
For the next 5 weeks, 48 scientists will explore a new frontier for NASA. No, they are not going to Mars. They're traveling to the Arctic Circle as part of NASA's first dedicated oceanographic mission, IceCape. IceCape stands for Impacts of Climate Change on the Ecosystems and Chemistry of the Arctic-Pacific Environment. The scientists on the mission will be looking at how the ice in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas has disappeared in recent decades. Don Perovich, one of the chief scientists on the IceCape mission, says the ice conditions have changed dramatically.
So if we look at how much of the United States melted away, put it in those terms, by 2007, it's as though the entire U.S. east of the Mississippi melted away. But that's not all. Also, the band of states where you start in Minnesota, go all the way down to Louisiana, that melted. North Dakota melted and part of South Dakota melted.
The scientists will also be studying how the drop in ice cover has affected the growth of phytoplankton, the most basic part of the food chain. The information that IceCape scientists gather will be used to help supplement the data that NASA's satellites have already collected on the North Polar ice cap. The IceCape crew embarked on their mission Tuesday. They left Dutch Harbor aboard the Healy, a Coast Guard vessel that can cut through almost 5 feet of ice continuously. The Healy is made for research voyages, and the scientists rushed to prepare the boat's labs over the weekend. On Monday, they set up titration stations and got their ice drills together, but mostly, they just tied stuff down. The IceCape team includes biologists and chemists to study these problems, but no astrophysicists, which is unusual for a NASA mission of this scale. Scientists on the trip have gotten used to the question, why NASA? Paula Bontempi, a program manager in NASA's Earth Science Division, says she's even had to spend the past few years providing an answer to the agency's higher-ups.
There were questions, why are we even doing Earth science at NASA? Why are we doing anything but atmospheric science? Because so many people equate the carbon cycle question and CO2 in the atmosphere with the climate change problem, and they don't think there's any other aspect of the carbon cycle they need to look at. Getting management over that point at the time, you know, that this was actually important to NASA and we had a unique contribution with Earth observing satellites, was the hard sell.
While the IceCape team will spend most of the next month measuring how much light passes through thick ice and how much carbon dioxide is in Arctic water, Perovich says they'll be doing what they can to have fun on the ice.
I've played softball numerous times on the ice. You can't run that well because usually you have boots on. The balls don't roll as far because it's kind of snowy on the surface, but yeah, it's fun.
Barring no sports injuries, the IceCape expedition is scheduled to conclude July 21st, when the Healy reaches Seward, Alaska. A follow-up voyage is scheduled for the fall of 2011. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.